The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sukkah has been dedicated by Celia and Isaac Jamal, Hashem Alehem Yehyu Amen, for the Hatzlecha of their dear children. May they see much nachat from all of them. May they all grow up and get married in the right time and have children healthily, happily, with beracha v'atzlacha. And may they see descendants and descendants of their descendants. Ad bi'ad goel sedek. Amen. The Masechet has also been dedicated La'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Again by Celia and Isaac Jamal. Tisku L'mitzvot.
Daf Mem Vav. Today's Daf is being studied La'ilu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied La'ilu Nishmat Amiruchemet Shenftered Bekitzud Yamin Vishani Mazal Bat Frida Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen.
Today's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Hilfon ben Regina Malka and Mazal Bat Esther. Hashem Alehem Yehyu. Amen.
We begin today's daf on Mem He Amud Bet, 9 lines from the bottom, starting with the last 2 words on the line, Amar Rav. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Lulav Shiva. The Sukkah Yom Echad. So the Gemara now discusses a halakha regarding how many days of Sukkot do you make the beracha on the Sukkah, and how many days of Sukkot do you make the beracha on the Lulav. The beracha on the Sukkah would be Asher Kedeshan Ustav Yisrael on the Sheb Basukkah, and the beracha on the Lulav is Asher Kedeshan Ustav Yisrael on the Tehilat Lulav. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lulav Shiva. You make the berachah and the lulav all 7 days. The sukkah yom echad. But the sukkah you only make it on the first day. My tama, what's the reason? Lulav de mafseke lelot miyamim. Since there is a interruption in the mitzvah of lulav, because since lulav cannot be fulfilled at night, so therefore there's an interruption, so therefore every day you have to make a new berachah. Kol yomah mitzvah be'apeh nafshehu. So therefore every day is considered a separate mitzvah. And if we have to make a separate beracha, sukkah de lo mafseke lelot miyamin. Whereas sukkah, there is no interruption by the night, because you have to sit in the sukkah at night as well. Kol lehu shiva kehad yoma aricha damu. The whole 7 days are considered one long day, and therefore you just have to make a beracha the first time you go into the sukkah, and you're covered for the rest of the holiday. Now, Rashi says, "Velulav yom echad." Ve'afapi shenital kol shiva zecher lemekdash, which is even though, that's the next opinion. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'rava bar barhana amar Rabbi Yohanan sukkah shiva velulav yom echad." So the second opinion is Rava bar barhana, name of Rabbi Yohanan. The exact opposite. He says, sukkah, you make the beracha 7 days every time you go into the sukkah, whereas lulav, you only make it once. My tama, what's the reason? Sukkah deoraita shiva. Sukkah, which is a mitzvah deoraita, so therefore the hachamim said to make the beracha every single day. Lulav derabbanan, where lulav is only mitzvah derabbanan, sagile bechad yoma. It's enough to make the beracha one day. Now she explains to us why is lulav derabbanan. So she says, "Va'afat pishin ital kol shivah zecher lemekdash em nevarachim bo ela yom rishon shum min haTorah." Which means you can only make the beracha on the first day, which is min haTorah. The rest of the day you only take lulav zecher lemekdash, and therefore you're exempt from the beracha. So that's the second opinion in the subject over here. Kabbalah Gemara continues, Ki ata Ravin. When Ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, he had a different version of Rabbi Yohanan's statement. And he said like this, Echad zeh, ve'echad zeh shiva. Both Lulav and Sukkah you make the beracha all 7 days. Amar Rabbi Yosef, nekot deraba bar barchana biyadecha. So Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, regarding the halakha, take the version of Rabba bar barchana. Take that opinion. Why? The chulu amurae kaime kivate besukah, which means regarding what he said by sukkah, all the amuraim concur with him. What does this mean? Look at the bottom nashi. The chulu amurae mishemed Rabbi Yohanan kaime kivate besukah, which means if you look at the Gemara we just read, we have two versions in the name of Rabbi Yohanan. We have Rabba bar Barchana in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, and he said Sukkah Shiva'ah, and we also have the opinion of Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yohanan that also said Sukkah is Shiva'ah. So therefore, first of all, regarding the Sukkah law, go with Rabba bar Barchana that says you make the barakah and the sukkah all 7 days, because there's no Amoraim that are arguing on that. Which means, in the Yohanan at least, all the rabbis concur that sukkah is Shiva'ah. And then as she says, Mushmuel v'Rabbi Yohanan, halakha k'Rabbi Yohanan. Now, regarding what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, because the first rabbi said, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, sukkah you only make 1 day, but we have a rule. If it's a choice between the Yohanan and the Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we go like the Yohanan. And in the Yohanan, everybody said that sukkah is Shiva'ah. So therefore, that's the way we're going to conclude, that you have to make the barakah of sukkah all 7 days. Okay, let's just look at the bottom Tosfot. Echad zeh v'echad zeh Shiva'ah. Ein sukkah v'lulav shavim l'barakah. They're not similar in the berakah, sukkah and lulav. The alulav in the berakah la pa machat bayom. Right? Lulav, you just make one berakah per day. Aval sukkah, kol emad de nechnasla. Anytime you enter the sukkah, kadesh yochad v'yeshteh, v'afilu aesur pa'amim bayom, mevarech akol achat v'achat. Mi didah v'atfilin. Similar to tefilin, kol zemad shmanichan, v'ayinu ta'amad sukkah, di'im et ramele se'udata. And the reason of sukkah, why you make a berakah every time you go in, is because if you had to have a seudah, lo efshar lemechal chol tasukah, af apish kavar achad bo bayom basukah, which is even though you ate already once in the sukkah, but if you have another seudah, so you're going to have to eat again in the sukkah. So we keep on making the beracha over and over again. V'chein tefillin kol hayom mitzvatan, shimunachim b'roshu b'zroho, aval lulav, en ikar mitzto ela pam achad bayom. Whereas lulav, the mitzvah is once a day, kedamrina mid'agbehen afikbehen. Once you pick up the lulav once, so that's the difference, that when we say that sukkah you make the beracha all shiva'ah, it doesn't mean 7 times. It means every day, countless times a day, depending on how many times you're going to enter and re-enter the sukkah. Okay, so that's the first subject. Comes again and says, Metibe, we have a question. Ha'oseh lulav la'atzmo. A person prepares the lulav for himself. How do you prepare the lulav? You tie it. You tie the hadassim, the arabot. The Rashi says, be'erev yom tov. Before yom tov, you set up your lulav, la'atzmo, ve'lo la'achirim. Not for others, for yourself. Omer, baruch shehayyan v'kiyemanu v'giyanu la'zeman hazeh. Which means, at the time of the preparing of the lulav, that's really like the beginning of the mitzvah. So the Gemara says you can make your shehayyanu at that point. Now the Gemara says for yourself. And the Tosfot points out that there's an opinion in the Yerushalmi that would say, actually, we'll wait to see that Tosfot in a second. Netalo latzet bo. Now you took the lulav in order to fulfill the obligation on Yom Tov. Omer, baruch asher kedeshanu mustav sivanu al netilat lulav. Even though you made the beracha on the first day, you continue to make the beracha all 7 days. Now a guy builds a sukkah for himself, constructs the sukkah. At the time of the construction, Omer, baruch shehayyanu v'kiyemanu, ומגיעה לזמן הזה. נכנס לשבע, when you enter a sit in the סוכה, אומר, אשר כדשן המסתה וסיוונו, לשב בסוכה. וכיוון שבירך יום ראשון, שוב אינו מברך. Once you make the beracha on the first day of Sukkot, shuv enu mevarek, you're covered for the rest of the holiday. So now the Gemara says, kasha lulav, alulav, kasha sukkah, asukkah. So now we have a contradiction from lulav to lulav. Why? Because here it says the beracha and the lulav you make all 7 days, and we have an opinion of Yochanan that says regarding the lulav, you only make the lulav 1 day. Right, according to one of the words, according to Rabba Bar Bar Hana, in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, he said that according to Rabbi Yohanan, you only make the beracha and lulav 1 day. He have a braita. See, Rabba Bar Hana, as well as Rabbi Yohanan, cannot go against a braita. Now, the Gemara says, sukkah, sukkah, kasha. Which means, according to the versions of Rabbi Yochanan, we said that the sukkah you make all 7 days. Where the Braita says you only make the beracha on the first day. So how do we square off Rabbi Yochanan's opinion with this Braita? So the Gemara says, Bishlama lulav alulav lakasha. We can answer the lulav contradiction. Why? Kam bizman shebet hamikdash kayam. Kam bizman sheim bet hamikdash kayam. I can make a difference between when the Beit HaMikdash is around and the Beit HaMikdash is not around. Why? That's she. Top line. Kam b'zben Beit HaMikdash b'varchin ala Beit HaMikdash kol shiva'ah. I'll tell you that when do you make the beracha and the lulav? All 7 days. That's when the Beit HaMikdash was around. The midoraita hi kerebi anan. The talitamad midoraita. I didn't... we give a logic that the reason why by sukkah he said that you make the beracha all 7 days because it's Doraita. So I can tell you that when he said that you make the beracha on the lulav, right? When we say over here that you make the beracha on the lulav all 7 days in this braita, it's because talking about when the Beit HaMikdash was around. And since it's Doraita, that's why it's seven. And that was Rabbi Anan said above that you only make the beracha on the lulav 1 day. I tell you because that's talking about the Beit HaMikdash Kayam. And therefore it's Drabbanan. Therefore they only make the beracha on the first day. So lulav you can square off. Why one like that says seven, and now Rabbi Yohanan could say one. You could make a haluk between Bizmat Shem and Nevesh Kayam, Bizmat Shem and Nevesh Kayam. Good? However, Ela Sukkah, Sukkah, Kasha. Sukkah is the Oraita, whether the Beit HaMikdash is around, whether the Beit HaMikdash is not around. So therefore, it's a stira between the Braita and Rabbi Yohanan. Because the Braita said over here, you only make the beracha on the first day. V'chevan shebirech yom rishon, shuv enu chozer u'mevarech. Whereas the Yohanan said, according to everybody in the Yohanan, sukkah is seven. So the Gemara says, no problem for the Yohanan. Tana'ehi. It's a machlok at Tana'im. It means the Yohanan, you're right, it's not going like this braita. But there's another Tana out there that says, sukkah, you make the beracha 7 days, and the Yohanan subscribes to that Tana. Where is that Tana? The Tanya. Tefillin, regarding the mitzvah of Tefillin. Kozeman shemanichin, so long as you put them on, mevarech alehim, you make a beracha. What does this mean? Rashi. Third line. Kozeman shemanichin, vafilu chotzan umanichan me'at pa'amim bayom. Even if you take them off and put them on 100 times a day, you make the beracha. The gabe sukkah name. Similarly, by sukkah, afalgav de lo mafseke lelot miyamim. Even though you don't have an interruption in the 7 days of Sukkot, because really it's all one long mitzvah, because the nights are not interrupting. Uchad yom arichau bevarchin aleh bechol yom dudu miyad cholitzumaniyah. It's not going to be different than tefillin. Just like on tefillin, you make a beracha every time you put it on. You make a beracha 100 times. Even though also tefillin at night you don't wear, so still what? That's a little different. Tefillin at night you don't wear, and you can make a beracha every time. So we understand tefillin. The hadush is sukkah, but we're going to say even though it's really one long mitzvah, still we're going to say it's going to be like tefillin in the sense that what you're going to make the beracha as many times. And we'll see. That's the opinion of Rabbi. Achim say, no, you make the beracha once a day in Shahari Tashi. Upsukana meh. So they want to really attach this beracha, this machloket of tefillin, to the machloket of sukkah. According to the B that says tefillin, you make the beracha as many times during the day. You put them on, you take them off, you put them on again, even me'a pa'amim. So too by sukkah, you're going to make the beracha each time. Whereas according to the Chachamim, they're saying, no, you only make the beracha once a day, which means by tefillin. You only make the beracha in shacharit, and therefore the Rashi wants it by sukkah, since it's really one long day. Tefillin once a day, sukkah is one day. What do you mean it's one day? It's 7 days. Yeah, but it's like one day. It's one long day. Let's get the logic again. By tefillin, what's the logic of the rabbis that you make the beracha just once in the morning? Because, no, that's it. You fulfill the mitzvah once in the morning, and that covers you for the rest of the day. That's your mitzvah. So sukkah also. Sukkah is once a day. Yeah, it's a 7 day holiday. But the 7 days, one day. Because there's no interruption. So then you make the beracha one time, and then you're going to be covered. So therefore, the Yohanan that said above, that the beracha on the sukkah is 7 days, we found an opinion that goes like him. Whose opinion is that? Rabbi. Therefore he has a Tana. Okay, he's covered. Okay. Let's continue. Itmar. Abaye Amar Hilcheta Kirabi. Abaye comes along and says that the halakha indeed follows Rabbi, meaning that by tefillin you make the beracha even 100 times during the day. But every time you take the tefillin off, put them back on. V'Rava Amar Hilcheta K'Rabbanan. And Rava comes along and says, no, halakha falls like the Rabbanan, that you make the beracha once in Shahrit. Amar Rav Mori Berad Debat Shemuel. Rav Mori, who was the son of the daughter of Shemuel. Now, as she says in a different place, why they referred to Rav Mori as the son of the daughter of Shemuel. So he explains the history of how Rav Mori was born. Okay, the story of Rav Mori Bered Debat Shemuel. They referred to him as the son of the daughter of Shemuel, because Shemuel had a daughter called Rachel. Rachel was taken into captivity by the Goyim, and she ended up marrying a fellow by the name of Isur. He was a Goy when she got married, and when she conceived. When she gave birth already, he had converted. So since his conception was Shelo B'Kedusha, so they don't want to refer to him by his father. So therefore they say, Rav Mori Bered Derbat Shemuel. Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shemuel. And anyway, what did he say? Hazina Leil Rava. As I saw Rava Delo Avid Kishmate, that he did not follow his ruling. Because Rava said, Halakha follows Rabbanan by Tefillin. That what? That you make the Tefillin Beracha once in the Shahrit, and finished, you're covered for the rest of the day. He says, even though Rava ruled like the Rabbanan, but in practice, he didn't follow Rabbanan. Why? He used to get up in the morning, he used to go to the Beit HaKiseh, then if he come out, they wash his hands, not yadayim, then we'd make the beracha. And when he had to go to the bathroom a second time, we'd go to the bathroom, then if he would come out, we wash his hands, we put on tefillin, so you see what? Then we make the beracha several times during the day. Therefore, we're also going to follow the B, because now it's all the opinions. Everybody's following the B. Therefore, like a bit tefillin, he says also, we're going to make the beracha sukkah as well all 7 days. Look at Rashi. Even though we're telling you it's really considered all one long day, because there's no interruptions, still we're going to make the beracha every time, like Rabbi.
Oh, and when it comes to the Lulavna, she says we're also going to make the Berakha all 7 days. Even though it's only Midrabanan, 6 days of Midrabanan, we still make a Berakha. We also make a Berakha in the Hanukkah, which is Drabanan. We also make a Berakha in Megillah instead. It's also Drabanan. Terabanan. The Kim Lerav Ushmoel Behad Shitata Belulav, which means regarding Lulav, we have Rav and Shmuel that all concurred to the same opinion. They all said 7. And therefore, since we have the concurrence of opinions that by lulav you're supposed to make the berakha 7 days, right? Because that was the first opinion we learned in the Gemara today was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right? And he said that lulav shiva, right? So we had that opinion, and we also had the opinion of Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yohanan that said lulav is shiva. So therefore, we have those opinions, and we had Rav as well. That continues. Amar Morzutra Hazina le Rav Pape says we saw Rav Pape dechol emat emanach tefillin. Every time he put on the tefillin, mevarich. Also, he would make the beracha. Rabbanan debe Rav Asher, the rabbis in the yeshiva of Rav Asher, kol emad deme shamshe behu mevarche. Every time they would touch the tefillin, they would make a beracha. So that she tells us the kaimalan chayav adam the mashpir tefillin kol shaa. There's a chayuv that from time to time, to remind yourself that you're wearing your tefillin, you have to feel the tefillin. So they would have a hadush every time they would feel the tefillin. They would make the beracha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel mitzvat lulav kol shiva. Okay, so now we have opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He says the mitzvah of lulav is to make the beracha all 7 days. That was like the opinion we said on Amud Sheni. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's opinion was that lulav, the beracha, is all 7 days. Rav Yehoshua ben Nevi Amar yom rishon mitzvat lulav. He said no. The mitzvah lulav is really to make the beracha the first day. Mikan ba'ilach mitzvat zekenim. From then on, the next 6 days only mitzvat zekenim, meaning it's a mitzvah from the rabbis, and therefore you do not make a beracha. She says mikan ba'ilach mitzvat zekenim. Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai b'si'ato, which is who made these takanat to shake the lulav all 6 days after Yom Tov Rishon. Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai was a tana and his colleagues. Therefore, it's only rabbinical mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua said you do not have to make a beracha. So again, that she just tells us who are these zikinim, who are these elders that instituted the mitzvah of lulav. So the elders were Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai and his colleagues. The Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Rabbi Yitzhak says kol yoma mitzvat zekenim. Rabbi Yitzhak comes on and says all the days of Sukkot are midrabanan, and therefore it's must be enough to make a beracha on any of the days. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Vafilu yom rishon? What do you mean? All the days of the lulav are midrabanan, even the first day? Vakai malan the yom rishon deoraita. What's that mean? All the first day is deoraita. Can the Yitzhak come along and say all the days are midrabanan? So ema bar mi yom rishon. That means besides the first day. So then what is Yitzhak saying? That besides the first day, all the rest of the days are Rabbanan, therefore you don't make a beracha. So it comes out of Yitzhak and Yeshua are saying the exact same thing. That you don't make a beracha the 6 days of Sukkot on Lulav. So what's Yitzhak saying? Is this exact Yitzhak and Yeshua ben Levi? So change this statement. I read it like this. V'chen Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. Right? And Rabbi Yitzhak also concurred to the Yeshua that what? You only make the beracha on the first day. Okay, now we get to Rav's opinion. Now that she said above that Rav and Shmuel concur that you make the beracha on the lulav 7 days. We didn't find Rav's opinion. Now you'll see it right now. Ve'af Rav savar kol shiva mitzvat lulav. That the mitzvah of lulav, he makes the beracha all 7 days. Where do we see Rav's opinion? We actually see by Ner Hanukkah. What does it say by Ner Hanukkah? Hamadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. A person that's lighting the Nerot of Hanukkah, Sarich Nevarich. So you have to make a beracha. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, now, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Haro'en Ner Hanukkah, Sarich Levarich. That not only the one that's lighting the Ner Hanukkah makes a beracha, but even the one that sees Ner Hanukkah, you have to make a beracha. Now, already we have the proof. From the fact that Rav says you have to make a beracha Ner Hanukkah, well, Ner Hanukkah is all the Rabbanan. There's no deoraitas. And still he says you have to make a beracha. So therefore, lulav, which is also the banan for 6 days, we're also lechaura, you have to make a beracha. Because the other opinion was, since it's a rabbinical mitzvah, there's no beracha. From the fact that you see the absence of the Hanukkah, you make a beracha. So by the way, you see even also even on mitzvot Rabbanan, you make a beracha. Now the Yimriya said that not only the one that lights the nerot Hanukkah, but if somebody that sees the nerot would make a beracha. My bevarech. Well, what's the beracha you make? So Amar Rav Yehuda Yom Rishon Hamadlik Mevarech Shalosh. Someone is lighting the menorah, you make 3 berachot. Haroe Mevarech Shtayim. But somebody that only sees the menorah, he makes 2 berachot. We're talking about seeing the menorah, meaning we're talking about a guy that's not going to light that night. He's on a boat, let's say, where he's not going to light the menorah, but he just sees the menorah, so he only makes 2 berachot. Mikan va'ilach, now the subsequent nights, meaning on the second night on, madlik mevarech shtayim, the madlik says 2 berachot, ve'ro'e mevarech achat. Okay, so now the Gemara tells us, what berachot do they make? Umay mevarech, baruch asher kedeshan amustav esivan ladlik ner Hanukkah. Means the beracha that you make on the all the nights of Hanukkah is a madlik ner Hanukkah. Now on the first night you're going to say she'asan nisim la'avotenu b'yomim hazeh plus she'hayanu. That's the 3 berachot that the madlik makes. Now obviously the ro'eh cannot say ladlik, so he's just going to make 2 berachot. He's going to say on the first night she'asan nisim plus she'hayanu, and the subsequent nights he's only going to make she'asan nisim. So that's the order of the berachot. Now how could you say v'sivanu? Where did the Torah command us to light the menorah? It's only midrabanan. So the Gemara says, "Echad sivanu." Where did the Torah command us? Melo tasur, because the pasuk says, "Lo tasur mina davar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol." That we're not allowed to waver from what the rabbis tell us. That's what the Torah tells you. Lo tasur mina davar. So therefore, it's considered as if the Torah commanded you to listen to the rabbis. So you can say Vetzivanu. Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar She'al Abicha V'yagedcha. Pasuk from Mishle. Right, the pasuk is She'al Abicha V'yagedcha. Ask your elders and tell you Zekenecha V'yomru Lach. So to teach you have a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. And therefore, that's already like have a pasuk. So therefore, the way we're commanded as well. Look at Rashi. The Amar Rav Bener Hanukkah the Midrabanani Ubay Beracha. Just like my Ner Hanukkah, which is Midrabanani Beracha, Hachanamelo Shina. So to my Lulav, no difference. Haroe Ner Hanukkah, Kae al Sheloi Dig Bibeto. We're talking about a guy who did not light the menorah in his house. He sees the menorah lit in a Jewish house. Shemitzvah Lania Befeta, because the mitzvah to put the menorah right outside, in front of your door. Sarich levarech al. You have to make the beracha al ri'iyah rishona. On the first menorah that you see, you'd have to make a beracha. Like I told you, it's only talking about someone that's not destined to light himself that night. Levarech shtayim. Shechayanu v'shasa nesim. She'ena l'ro'e levarech ladlik ner. Because you can't say ladlik ner if you're not lighting. Mikan ba'ilach. Well, from the first day on, zman leka. There's no shechayanu, because you made the shechayanu on the first night. Okay? Hamadlik mevarek ladlik ner b'sha'asa nisim on the subsequent nights. V'aro'e sha'asa nisim lechodeh. The ro'e only makes sha'asa nisim. V'echad sivanu, whoever medavreh, do you have a machloket, either because of the pasuk lo tasur, or because of sha'al abicha v'yagetka. It's also a pasuk in the Torah. So I said it's pasuk in by Shilomo. No, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Shalavicha v'yagedcha zekenecha v'yomru lach. Okay, it's the pasuk in Ha'azinu. Exactly. So they were both biblical directives to listen to the hakamim. So therefore, you could say v'sivanu. Okay, I stand corrected. It's not from Shilomo Amil. It's from the Torah itself. Okay, we skip the parentheses. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak matni la behedya. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak has a explicit writer. Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, called Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. Clearly, all 7 days, you have the Mitzvah Lulav. So it comes out, the Maskana. Regarding Lulav, you really had majority of opinions. You have Rav, what we're just seeing now. You have Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, and you have Ravin in the name of Rav Yohanan, that all said Lulav, Shiva. And therefore the halakha is going to be lulav you make shiva, even though after the first day it's only midrabanan. So why you can still make a beracha on mitzvot midrabanan. Now regarding sukkah, well, in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rabba Bar Bar Hanna and Ravin both concurred that Sukkah is 7 days. And we also had an opinion of Rabbi by Tefillin that also said you make the Berakha in Tefillin many times. And we had Rabba himself that originally was posik against Rabbi, retracted and followed Rabbi. So therefore, regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah, it's also going to be, even though it's considered one long mitzvah, they said that there's no interruption, still you're going to make the beracha every single time you sit in the sukkah, every single day. So it comes out, both are shiva and shiva. Now, let's look at the Tosfot for a second. Ha'oseh sukkah la'atzmo v'arech shechayanu, which is a chadush for us. The Gemara said in the Bright that one that's building a sukkah makes shehayanu at the time of the construction. So Tosfot just says sarik lefarish ta'am ma'ishna diyesh mitzvot shetiknu levarich shehayanu v'yesh mitzvot shelo tiknu, which means Tosfot wants to give like an understanding. Certain mitzvot that come from time to time we say shehayanu. Other mitzvot that come from time to time we don't say shehayanu. So Tosfot's trying to find out a rule, you know, how to judge what to say shehayanu. Ma'asiyat sukkah v'lulav tekinu. On Sukkah Lulav, there is a beracha kadosh kahanacha. Ubasiyat sisidu tefillin, lo tekinu. Guy makes a sisid. The guy puts on the tefillin for the first time. There is no shechayanu. So it's also mitzvot that come from time to time. So what's the first time he puts on his tefillin? So what's the logic over here? Kedemukav perikat techelet. So Tosfot goes down and he basically says by milah as well. Tosfot held that by milah you do not make a shechayanu. That's the Ashkenazim as well. V'chein akriyat. I'm sorry. Tosfot was the end says kriyat megillah v'varech shechayanu. On megillah you'd make shechayanu. V'ilu akriyat halel lo mevarech. But on the halel they did not make a shechayanu. So Tosfot bringing a different mitzvot. So at the end he says v'nereh the mitzvah sheyesh aleha simcha tekinu shechayanu. Seems that mitzvot that bring a person to simcha, then already you would make shehayanu. So you have to say, for something to sukkah brings a person to simcha, as opposed to tefillin or sisid, that is not bringing a person. Kadineh on sukkot, it's man simchatenu. So therefore, at the time of the sukkah, it's man simcha. Mashaken other the other mitzvot. And therefore, according to that, you'll say that milah, when it's sa'ar for the father, at the time that they're, you know, cutting his son, so if it's not shahat simcha, so to speak, so therefore you would say, you wouldn't say it's shahat. So that's the basic rule with that. Now, the next Tosfot, Nichnas Lishev Mevarech Lishev Basukah. Right, so the Gemara said, when you enter the Sukkah, that's when you say Lishev. Medelo Kamal Mevarech Shtayim, Kediktani Sefa Ba'asiya Ve'omedet, Ve'en Yakol Lehadesh Ba Davar, Mashma Dinafik Adi Berech Asiya Shehayanu. Which means, comes out that when you enter the Sukkah the first night, the Gemara says you make Shehayanu Lishev Basukah. What happened to Shehayanu? You don't have to make Shehayanu on the first night? So Tosfot says, from here you say Bikhadush, that you could rely on the Shehayanu that you made Erev Sukkot, when you built the Sukkah. Which is an amazing Hadush. You built the Sukkah, the Erev Sukkot, when you were building it, you said Shehayanu came out of Gemara. That's going to be your Shehayanu for the holiday itself. Because the Gemara says, when you enter the Sukkah the first night, you make one Berakah. The Shehayanu, don't you have to make two Berakot? You have to make Shehayanu. No, the Shehayanu you can rely on the beginning. So Tosfot then says, V'tema, V'tipuk ledem avarech meshum yom tov. Forget about the Sukkah. You should have to make a Shehayanu on the first night, because don't we make a Shehayanu on every Yom Tov? Ki mosh tevarechim ha-Yom Tov, the Pesach ha-Aser, because Shehayanu Yom Tovim. So Tosfot says, V'shem kevan de Sukkah mahmat hag ka'atya. Since the Sukkah is coming for the holiday, Sevarahu dizman dida af abishi birek bechol patur af behag. Dizman ki ka'ateh mahmat mo'ed ka'ateh. V'afil below Yom Tov, which means the Shehayanu that you make on the holiday is not because of Yom Tov. It's a holiday. Why? The proof is if you didn't make Shehayanu on Yom Tov, you can make it on Chol HaMoed. So it's not you don't have to make Shehayanu on Yom Tov itself. It's because of the holiday. So when does the holiday start? When you build your sukkah. So therefore, by building the sukkah and you're saying your Shehayanu, that's already considered you started the holiday. And then what the Sfor wants to say, that Shehayanu can cover you already on the first night, and you would not have to. It's so no difference making an Erev Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. It's the same thing, because you're already involved in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now, the Tosfot on the bottom just has another question. Tosfot's question is, we say on Ner Hanukkah, if somebody sees the Ner Hanukkah, you make a beracha. So Tosfot says, "Bishar mitzvot kikon alulav v'sukkah lo tiknu lebarech leroeh." How come we don't have a beracha on lulav berkat haroeh? If a guy's not destined to shake the lulav and he sees somebody's lulav, how come we don't have a beracha? Shake the lulav, shasar isim lavot or something like that. Make a beracha on no, you can't say alita lulav.
Al
reiyat lulav. Well, how come on sukkah we don't have a beracha of reiyah? Why just buy a ner hanukkah? So Tosfot says, "Ela gabed ner hanukkah mishum havivu tanes." So it's really interesting because Ner Hanukkah was a special miracle, and therefore to endear upon ourselves the special miracle, Hachamim said not only is there beracha on the actual lighting, but even somebody that sees the Nerot should make the beracha. Okay, that's Tosfot's really final answer because Havivut Hanes. Okay. Now we go further. Darabanan, we have a brayta. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Ha'oseh sukkah le'atzmo. A guy builds a sukkah for himself. Omer baruch shehayanu, etc. Nichnas lishev ba. When he enters the sukkah on the first night, Omer baruch asher kedeshanu, lishev ba sukkah. Hayta asuya ve'omedet. Now let's say the sukkah was built already. Im yachol lehadesh badavar mevarech. Which means, if let's say he's able to do a hadush, put some more schach on, or add to the construction, so at the time of his adding, he'll make shehayanu, im lav, but if he can't add anything to the sukkah, meaning it's really made already, l'chshiyekanes l'shev ba b'varech shtayim, then he'll make the shehayanu at the time of the kiddush, when he enters the sukkah the first time, like our custom. Okay? So therefore, again, the only time you're going to make shehayanu at the construction, if you did something. But if it's totally constructed, you can't even add anything, then the Shehayanu was made the first time when you enter the Sukkah. Now, it should be noted that the only time you make a Shehayanu is when you build your own Sukkah. Okay? But when you're building somebody else's Sukkah, from the Gemara, it's possible you're not making any Berakah. Shehayanu you're not making because that's really not your mitzvah, nor are you going to make a Berakah of Al-Asiyat Sukkah or something like that. So therefore, that's what Tosfot wants to point out, that there will be no beracha on somebody else's sukkah, only on your own. No, within 30 days. Within 30 days before the sukkah, you can make a shehayanu, because that's when the mitzvah already applies. Amar Rav Asher, Hazina lil Rav Kahana, says, I saw Rav Kahana, the kamalu dechuru akasa de kedusha. He made all the berachot on the kiddush, which means, like we do it, he would say the sheba sukkah, as well as the shehayanu, at the time of the kiddush. Okay? Next case. A guy had in front of him many mitzvot to do simultaneously. For example, he had the lulav in front of him, the sukkah, tefillin, sisit. Now obviously, we're talking about the opinions that hold that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, let's say he had, you know, he's about to do now 4 or 5 mitzvot. So the Gemara says, "Omer Baruch Hashem Kedeshanu Mitzvah V'Sivanu Ala Mitzvot." You make one general beracha ala mitzvot, and so one beracha you cover all the mitzvot. You shake your lulav, put on your talit, put on your tefillin, one beracha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarech Al Kol Achat VeAchat Ufnei Atzma. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No. You make a beracha each one individual." Amar Rabbi Zera Beti Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa Hilcheta. Can be Yehuda. The halacha falls on Yehuda. Ve'amar b'Yisra ve'tiba Rabbi Hanina bar Papa. Ma'ita mad Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Dechtiv. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Bless Hashem in the day. So the Gemara says, "V'chiba Yom Mevarchim Otu Ba'alana Em Mevarchim Otu." Well, you only make berachot in the day. You don't make berachot at night. What does it mean, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? Ela ba'lomar bechol Yom va'Yom ten lo me'en berchotav, which means every day bless Hakadosh Baruch Hu according to the berachot of that day. Meaning on Chol, you have special berachot of Chol. On Shabbat, you have the special berachot of Shabbat. On Yom Tov, special berachot of Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Bless God specifically according to each day. Hachanameh bechol davar vedavar tenu me'en berachotav. So too personalize your blessings. I mean, just like the day, each day gets its own personalized beracha, so too each item is supposed to get its own personalized beracha. You don't just say a general beracha of Allah mitzvot. Good? The Amar Bizanab etibir of Harina bar Papa. The way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like the way of human beings. Bidat Masar Vadam, regarding human beings, Klirekan Mahzik. If you have an empty vessel can contain things. However, Maleh Eru Mahzik. If it's filled already, you can't put anything in it. Aval, Bidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. Maleh Mahzik. Which means, if you have a person that's filled with Torah, his brain is filled with Torah, the more your brain is filled with Torah, the more you retain. Mm. However, Rekan, if a person's brain is empty of Torah, he doesn't learn Enu Mahzik. Then already, he cannot put new stuff in. So therefore, you see, it's the opposite. The more you learn, the more you'll be able to learn. So that she says, מלא אינו מחזיק מה שתוסיף על הפיים שנאמר והיה אם שמוע תשמע. So it's the pasuk double language. Shamoa, im shamoa, tishma. If you learn already, you'll have the zechut to learn more. Shamoa tishma. V'im lav, lo tishma. But if you don't learn, which means you're empty, lo tishma. Which means you won't be able to comprehend other things. So yeah, the more you learn, the more you'll be able to understand and go deeper and absorb. Exactly. Davar achir. Im shamoa biyashan. Look at the sheaf, second line. Im shamoa tishma. Im hurgalta lishmoa. If you train yourself to learn Torah, dear, as tishma tuchal lilmodu losif. Then everybody be able to add more to your Torah, more to your understanding. Davar achayin im shamoa biyashan. If you review the old learning that you learned, tishma b'hadash. Then already you'll have a zechut to learn new, which means the more you review, the more you'll understand new things in the old. I mean, as you review the old, you'll be able to uncover new ideas in the old. Im shamoa tishma tishmoa biyashan. If you review the old, tishma bechadash. In the old, you'll find new. V'mifnei lebabecha. But if you're gonna give up on what you learned from reviewing, shuv lo tishma. Which means once already you're gonna spend your time lebatala, then already you're not going to be able to perceive and understand anything. Okay. We said in the Mishnah that on the last day of the holiday, the elders, the gedolim, kot shitat rashi, would take the lulav from the kids, miyad tinokot, they would actually take their etrogim, and they would eat the etrogim of the ketanim. Right? That was the Mishnah. So the Gemara says the following. Amar, yeah, they would not eat the lulav, they would eat the etrogim. Amar Abiyuhanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Etrog b'shivi'i asur." Etrog on the seventh day of Sukkot is asur. Rashi says, "Why? Asur la'achila ba'afilu la'hash yatzaba," which is he holds that etrog was designated for all 7 days. Even after you fulfill the mitzvah on the seventh day, bottom line says it was designated for the 7 days. You cannot. It wasn't designated for eating. It was designated for the mitzvah. And therefore, even though you fulfill the mitzvah, according to this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, etrog is asur the entire seventh. Bashemini mutar. But on the eighth day, it's going to be permissible. There's no mitzvah of etrog on the eighth day. Now, sukkah, afilu bashemini asura. Whereas sukkah, even on the eighth day, is going to be asur. And we have to see the difference. Why should sukkah be asur on the eighth day? The Gemara is going to explain. V'rishlakish amar etrog afilu b'shivi'i namemutar. V'rishlakish says on the seventh day of Sukkot, once you finish shaking the lulav and etrog, the etrog is permissible. So it's a famous mahlok between Rabbi Yochanan and V'rishlakish regarding the seventh day of Sukkot. Can you benefit from the etrog? Rabbi Yochanan says no. V'rishlakish says yes. What's the machloket over here? Mor sabar le mitzvata et kasai. Rish Lakish says, when you designate your etrog, so it's off limits. But what did you set it aside for? For the mitzvah. Once I fulfilled the mitzvah on the seventh day, finish. I didn't designate it for anything else. And therefore, you can benefit from it. Mor sabar le kuli yoma et kasai. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you designated, you designated for all 7 days. For the time that the mitzvah could be fulfilled. Okay? So now comes the Gemara and says, Eti be Rish Lakish Rabbi Yohanan. So Rish Lakish asked the bomb question to Rabbi Yohanan from our Mishnah. What do we say in our Mishnah? Miyad tinokot shumtin et lulavin. The elders would take the lulavin from the tinokot on the last day of Sukkot. The ochlim etrogehen, and they would eat the etrogim on the seventh day. My love, who adin the gedolim. The Gemara is assuming that when it said they would eat the etrogim of the ketanim, it's lav dafka. So who adin they would eat the etrogim of the gedolim as well. Which means not only did they eat the etrogim, which is that 7 day, the custom was you eat the etrogim. So the Mishnah was just telling us that they would eat the etrogim of the ketanim. But that's not only the ketanim, even the elders, they would eat their etrogim. What do you mean? The Yohanan, you just told me that on the 7th day, it's off limits. It's asur. So look at the... so the Gemara answers, lo, tinokot dafka. No, when it says the Mishnah tinokot, it means tinokot, the kids. The kids, they're already, it's not such a mitzvah for them to shake the lulav and the etrog. So therefore, the Mishnah says, dafka, the ketanim, they were able to, because it's not such a mitzvah for them. But the gedolim was designated for the 7 days. Therefore, it's going to be off limits. So that's how the Yohanan will answer the Mishnah. Look at Rashi now. Huh?
From the kids. So the gedolim took it from the kids.
Correct.
So when they took it, it's in their
hand. No, but it's not their mitzvah. No, it was the gedolim. It was the ketanim's etrog. Wasn't the ketanim's etrog is not considered asur for 7 days because they really don't have such a mitzvah to shake the etrog. So therefore, they were eating the ketanim's etrogim. But
they could be, you would say, with that etrog.
No, but it's not this. It's not this. This etrog per se was not designated for 7 days. It was the ketanim's etrog.
Didn't we say it the other way? Miyad tinokot.
That's Tosfot. When you're explaining according to Rashi, Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara was from the hands of the Tinokot, the Gedolim would take it and eat it. We'll see Tosfot in a second. Look at that Rashi. Miyat Tinokot Shumtim, Beshivi'i Kaeh. Right, it's on the 7th day, Bematnitin. Vyesh Mefarshim, that she says, Miyad Tinokot Kloan, Miyad Aharshim Mitzvat Lulav. התינוקות שומטים את לולביהם, כלומר מניחים אותם כמו שומטו מניחו בקרן זווית והולכים ואוכלים את רוגיהם. That was Tosfot. Tosfot understood that when it says מיד, means immediately, after the mitzvah was over, the ketanim would put their לולבים down and eat their אתרוגים. ואין נראה. That she doesn't like it. Why? דאמרינא, because we have a midrash in Bereshit, מעשה בחסיד אחד. That she quotes a midrash. There was a story of a חסיד, שנתן דינר לעני. He gave money to a poor guy, v'chnitato ishto, and his wife needled him for giving the charity. Ubarach, so he ran away. Ve'lo haya lo b'malet panis. He had no panasa. B'shivi'i shel arava, on the 7th day of Sukkot, halach v'shamat etrogim miyad etinokot. He went and he grabbed the etrogim out of the hands of the tinokot, k'detnan tamar, like it says in the Mishnah, miyad etinokot shumtim. והיה אותו חסיד עובר בספינה דרך כרך אחד והוצריכו לבית המלך לאתרוגים. And what happened? Now the guy had all these אתרוגים from the ketanim. He happened to go on a boat and then he got to a certain place and he found that the king specifically needed אתרוגים. Why? The mitzvah of the mitzvah לרפואה. ומחרד ביוקר גדול. And he was able to sell those אתרוגים for a very high price. וחזר לביתו. And he went home. Wealthy. Alma, the gedolim shamtelim yad etinokot. You see that from the story in the midrash, who took the etrogim? The gedolim took it from the ketanim. Because the guy went to the bet midrash on the 7th day of Sukkot. He took the etrogim from the ketanim, like it says in the Mishnah. So therefore, Rashi's fortifying his position from the midrash. Now comes the Gemara and says, Ika de Amre. Ika de Amre. There's another way of learning. Etibe Rabbi Yohanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yohanan brought a question from Amishnah to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said on the 7th day, it's permissible to eat the etrogim if you fulfill the mitzvah. So Rabbi Yohanan brought from Amishnah a question like this: Miyad atinokot shumtim etulevim veochlim etrogim. So it says what? They would take the etrogim of the tinokot and eat them. So Rabbi Yohanan said, tinokot in gedolim lo. They would reverse the question. Now it isn't the question again, it's Takish. It says only the Mishnah eat the etrogim of the Ketanim, but not the Gedolim. Why? Because the Gedolim is Asur. Really? They would eat the etrogim of the Gedolim as well. They hide the Ketanim Tinokot. And now when it says the Mishnah Tinokot, or Chatim Milta Ketani. That's the normal the way that they would eat the Ketrogim of the Ketanim. But who are they can eat the Ketrogim of the Gedolim as well? Right, because it's not the Derech to grab the Etrogim out of the Gedolim. Usually grab the Etrogim out of the Ketanim and eat them. So therefore the Mishnah just discussed something that was normal. So bottom line, let's just review this Mahloka for a second. The Shtakish of Yohanan, Mahloka on the seventh day, can you eat the Etrog or not? The Mishnah is not going to be a question according to anybody, because each one will learn the Mishnah accordingly. Rabbi Yohanan will learn the Mishnah, Dafka the Ketanim. And the Shtakish will say, no, not only the Ketanim, but Adin Di Gedolim. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yohanan, why are you telling me that Sukkah's off limits on the eighth day? What does it mean off limits? You can't take the schach and use it for personal use. It's asur on the eighth day. Why is it asur? And etrog, you only tell me is asur on the seventh. The chaura, sukkah, lulav are only 7 day mitzvot. So therefore, why did you tell me that on the eighth day the sukkah is asur? So amar le sukkah the hajjah leben hashemashot, because on the seventh day at twilight, going into the eighth day, the sukkah is still valid. Why? The yitramele se'udata. Let's say the guy has a se'uda. He wants to eat ben Hashem Hashot on the seventh day. Where does he have to eat? Ba'e meta begava u'mechad begava. He has to eat in the sukkah. Ben Hashem Hashot is safek yom safek laila. Now on the side that it's yom, it's the seventh day. So if a guy decides to eat a se'uda at that time, he's got to eat in the sukkah. So therefore, the rule is that it katsai le ben Hashem Hashot. Once ben Hashem Hashot enters, already the sukkah is still asur, because bottom line, it still has viability if you're sitting in it. Umigud et katsai le ben Hashem Hashot et katsai le kol yoma. However, once already now it becomes asur during ben Hashem Hashot, it becomes asur for the whole day. So for the eighth day as well, it's going to be asur. However, kol yoma deshmini, all the day of the eighth. However, etrog, the lohazi le ben Hashem Hashot. Etrog, it's not viable ben Hashem Hashot. Lo et katzai le ben Hashem Hashot, lo et katzai le kol yoma deshmini. Now, what's the logic? Why is the etrog not viable ben Hashem Hashot? So the explanation is like this. When do we fulfill the mitzvah of lulav? In the morning. And therefore, since the main time you fulfilled the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah already. How many times is the mitzvah to fulfill lulav? Once a day. And therefore, granted, even though technically it's still sefek yom, sefek laila, but the Tosafot explained earlier a following principle, that when do we say that we treat ben Hashem Hashot as sefek yom, sefek laila, in order to say migud et katzai for the ben Hashem Hashot, it's going to be et katzai for the whole next day? That's only if at the time of ben Hashem Hashot the mitzvah is still there. And since the mitzvah of sukkah is still there, which means if you want to eat, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah. We don't say, well, you ate in the morning in the sukkah already. What does that mean? If you can eat again in the sukkah, it's not a safek. You have to eat in the sukkah, ben Hashem Hashot. Bevadai you have to eat in the sukkah, because the mitzvah is in the sukkah. So therefore we'll say that since ben Hashem Hashot is safek yom, safek laila, and since it might be yom, and you have to sit in the sukkah, therefore it's katsai le ben Hashem Hashot, katsai le kol yoma. However, by lulav, that's not the time of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the morning. And therefore there's no mitzvah to shake the lulav at that time. Now granted, it's safek yom safek laila, but just because safek yom safek laila is not enough to say migud et katsai. To say migud et katsai, you have to say that it's safek yom safek laila, and the mitzvah is done at that time. Lulav is not done at that time. Granted, but that's not when you do the mitzvah really. You're right, that the Tosfot says, that's not the mitzvah, you can.
Not enough.
It's got to be applicable at that time in the normal way. And it's a normal time. A normal guy shakes the lulav in the morning. It's not the pshat by sukkah. Sukkah, even if you sat in the sukkah in the morning, you still have to sit in the sukkah again. You have to sit in it again if you want to eat. Therefore, since the mitzvah is at that time, and you have a safek that it might be yom, might be the seventh day. So therefore, it goes to the Bereshit Hashot asur. It's going to be asur the subsequent 8 day. But she ain't can etrog. So that's what the etrog is that's what the sukkah is asur, the 8 day, and the etrog not. Velot kasal kulma v'levi amar comes together and says in the name of Levi etrog afilu b'shmini asur. Levi's logic is etrog even on the 8 day is going to be asur. Why look at Rashi? אתרוג אפילו בשמיני אסורה, מיגוד אסירה בין השבשות לשמיני, משום דבין השבשות ספק יומו, ובשמיני התקסה לכל יומה, וקיימת בין השבשות אסורה, ואפגם דבו חזר לבין השבשות, אסורה לכל יומה. Right? Levi, no, Tosfot was only explaining it in the first opinion. According to Levi, he says no, that Lulav and Sukkah have the same din. That just like Lulav, just like Sukkah, בין השבשות is אסור, on the 7th, therefore it's Asur the entire 8th. Etrog also is going to be Asur ben Shemashut on the 7th, and therefore it's going to be Asur the entire 8th. Ve'avud Shmuel Amar, the father of Shmuel said, Etrog b'shivi'i Asur, b'shemini Mutar. That Etrog on the 7th day is going to be Asur, but on the 8th day is going to be Mutar. Kam Abu Shmuel b'shitate de Levi. But Abu Shmuel eventually retracted, and ended up saying like Levi that the etrog is also going to be asur on the 8th day as well. Kam Rabbi Zera b'shitatet Abu Shmuel, but Rabbi Zera he holds like Abu Shmuel that's only asur on the 7th day. The Amar Rabbi Zera etrog shenifsela. Let's say you have an etrog that became pasul. Asur leochla kol shiva. You can't eat it all 7 days. When's the first time you can eat that etrog? According to Rabbi Zera, on the 8th day. That would be like the opinion of Abu Shmuel. Last point, Amar Rabbi Zera, lo likne inish oshana li inuka biyomat tava kama. A person should not give, give his etrog, or transfer his etrog and lulav to a minor on the first day of Sukkot. Why? My tama li inuka mikna kane. Because a child is able to make a kinyan. Because when you give the lulav and the etrog to the minor, now they own it. However, aknuye lo makne. But they're not able to transfer back ownership. Which means, according to, let's say, the opinion of Harambam, Minat Torah, a child can acquire. When you give the kid something, he owns it now. What's the logic? How does he own it? Because you have da'at. So your da'at to transfer ownership creates the kinyan. Now the kid owns it. Now he wants to transfer it back to you. He doesn't have da'at to transfer it over to you. So then what's going to end up happening? He's going to give you back the lulav. Whose lulav is it? The kids. And therefore, v'ishtakach dekanafik b'lulav she'eno shelo. You're going to end up being yotze with a lulav that doesn't belong to you. So therefore, the Gemara is giving very important advice. On the first day of Sukkot, make sure you yotze first, and then give it to the kid. Because once you give it to the kid, he does not have the ability to give it back to you. Now look at Rashi. Very important Rashi over here. Rashi says, lo linkot inish, lo likni inish oshana linuka b'matana ad shelo yatza bohu, until he was yotze bo. Makna kane. That she holds that even the kinyan that he makes is only midrabanan. The rabbis said, quote Rashi, meaning minatorat zo kinyan for a katan, not even to acquire. But the rabbanan came along and said that he is yotze. However, look at the next Rashi. But he cannot have da'at to retransfer it back to his father. They love bardatu, because he's not a bardat. So therefore, he's telling you, do not get involved in that practice. Now, according to Rashi, it comes out that the kinyan that the child makes, I said, is drabanan. There's other Rishonim that want to say no. The kinyan that the child makes is actually deoraita. So it's a machloket Rishonim. Exactly to what level does a child have to make a kinyan? But according to all opinions, he's not going to have a kinyan deoraita to be makneit back. And therefore, one should not do that. Ve'amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, lo lema inish liyinuka, a person should not tell a child, diyahabna lach midi, I'm going to give you something, ve'lo yahivle, and you don't end up giving it to him. Why? Mishum da'ate la'agmure shikra. You're going to teach the child to lie. Shene'emar, Lemdu leshonam daber shaker. You're going to train the children to speak lies. Why? Because you're telling them, I'm giving you something, and then you don't end up giving them. So what did the child learn? That the father doesn't keep his word. So if he gives advice, when you promise something to the child, make sure you give it to him. And if you're not going to give it to him, don't promise him. But that would be a bet chinuch in sheker.